Well, I think you certainly picked out the best from them all. The question really is their temperament. Of course, he looks quite appealing visually, wouldn't you agree? I like the look of his hair and how it sits. Makes him look so approachable. When they sleep like this, it's adorable. So at peace and at rest. It's a bit nerve-wracking owning our first thrall, but I have such high hopes. I just know it will work out in the end. We thought of anything and everything to do with his care. He will have his own room under lock and key, a place to call his own, food whenever he requests it, and can get plenty of exercise when we permit it. Although, I heard a rumor lazy thrall tastes just a bit sweeter.
Poor little thing must be exhausted. I can't quite remember where they said they fetched him from, but he's in rags and dirty. Mustn't have been well looked after, or possibly fallen on hard times. It will all be a thing of the past when he's in our care. I don't think we should take a drink for a little while, though. I don't think it's appropriate until he's a bit stronger and more secure. Plus, stress leads to a bitter taste. Trust me, I know. I am sure it will be fine. We can clean him up a bit and pet him. I think he'll need to sleep a lot of this off, though. The cuffs they had him in were too tight. I hate that they treat the thralls so poorly. I know why this has to be done, but it costs nothing to be nice. We can treat him right, though. Pamper him and care for him as our little king. What's better than being looked after by one vampire? Having two loving vampires, of course.
No, I'm not going to say it's going to go sour if and when he does wake up, but in case it does, we are going to have to try hypnosis, unfortunately. I don't like relying on it. He should know to be able to trust us quickly, but it's better to be mentally prepared than to have to spring into action. Do you think it's time we nudge him awake?
Do it.
You can call me Lady D, and this is Lady A. Don't worry, we're friendly. I know everything is confusing right now. Probably wondering why you're bound and with a gag in your mouth, but do not worry. I'm going to say it nice and simple for you. You're under our care now. You don't have to worry about a thing. Whatever your need or whim is, it shall be met in a moment. No hesitation. We're going to look after you together in our castle. There's just one slight catch, dear. We're vampires, you see. Fangs and all. Oh, don't look so panicked. We really aren't that bad, I promise you. Humans are always so scared of us. I know you have misconceptions, but I promise you it's fine. It's all going to be okay. You don't have to worry. There's only one condition, of course, and I'm sure you can figure out what that is. We don't need to eat like you do. We need a source. When vampires have a reliable source from a human, We refer to them as a thrall. We bought you, paid a pretty penny too to have you as a thrall. I don't know the ins and outs of the whole system, but often or not, your life may be quite rough before you join with your buyer, or buyers in your case. You are my first ever purchase, if you will. I am not acquainted with how all of this works, as I'm fairly new to being undead and all. All I know is, I want to treat you right and offer you a higher quality of life. If, however, there are problems, well, you know too much, you see. I don't mean to twist your arm, but I cannot release you back into the world. So there's only two options if you were to completely reject us both. You become one of us, or it's the end of your story. Sorry to put it so bluntly, but I think you should know. Please don't worry. I am treating you so gently, petting your soft hair. I mean you no harm, and I never will. It's better to accept what's happening to you than to fight it. We can take the bindings off you.
Let me take them off you now. See? What nice hands you have. So big and veiny. On the back of your hands, I can see the veins quite well. Can't you? Mayhaps my eyes are more well adjusted. I have a cloth here to try and clean you up. It might make you feel a bit more at ease if we clean you up. If all goes well, we can take off your mouth gag as well. It's just, we don't want you essentially running around screaming. That's no good for anyone. Let's see about cleaning up your hands and arms at least. We can get some clean clothes as well for you to change into and out of those rags. You'll be much warmer that way too. You're a skinny thing. We have food ready for you when your appetite returns. That's assuming the stress has taken it away. Like she said, we're here to care for you now. Pamper you and treat you as one of our own. We never liked the cruelty shown towards thralls throughout our history. It's quite heartbreaking. Treating those who give us life so cruelly? Not anymore. Not with us. Does the warm water feel nice against you, dear? It's not too hot, is it? Let's get all the dirt off you so you're comfy and cozy. You can get under the sheets once we're finished and sleep this off. I know you're tired. I can see it in your eyes. It must have been a bit traumatic, but really, we want to reassure you the best we can. It's all going to be okay in the end. We'll bring you up some food after this so you can snack away in your own chamber. That's right. This entire room is yours. It belongs to you. Everything in it as well. And if you need anything extra, we will do what we can within our power to obtain it for you. All you have to do is ask us, darling. On cold nights, you can light the fire to keep you cozy and bundle up as much as you please. You have many outfits, and we can tailor make some for you if you like to suit your style. I've been alive a lot longer than she has, so I've picked up many skills in my lifetime. Sewing is a favorite hobby of mine. She has a lot to learn, but she's my little prodigy, if you will. We have time, after all. How's that? Are you feeling better now? Now let me quickly go over your face and ears and get you all clean.
If it's okay with you, little pet, I think we can take off the gag, don't you? Now, I am sure you won't scream, right? Good. Let me just untie this. Ah, there you go. Oh, what nice lips you have. They're so soft, let me touch them. Oh, such an innocent baby. We really got lucky picking you. I was so unsure. There were around 15 other choices. You never know what you're going to get due to you all being asleep. They circulate something in the air that knocks you out, but it doesn't affect us at all. Means we can check out your physical attributes. Don't worry, we didn't invade your privacy. I would only do that if it was natural. How are you feeling? You seem tense. Do you want to sleep more? We can put you to sleep if you like. All you have to do is nod your head and we can do that for you. You'll feel a total bliss when we do it. And then, in the morning, we can show you our routine. And you can talk to us. Do you like that? Yes? Good boy. Let's get you under the covers and all snuggled up, okay? Would you like us to lie down next to you as you drift off? We can get all cuddled into each other. Share our heat.
There you go. You're going to be in for quite the lifestyle change. They described you as being alone and struggling to cope on your own. And that's all going to change now that we're here. We'll be with you always from now on. There's so much to teach you and so much to learn from you. It's been a while since I've interacted with the human world. So many new advancements in learning about how the culture has changed. We vampires are a little bit further ahead with knowledge overall. That doesn't mean you sometimes get to find things out first, but alas, that matters not. I'm rambling away because I'm so excited to share these things with you. Let us help you to sleep instead. Are you listening to my voice? The words coming out of my mouth, past my lips, gently easing themselves into your ears. There's a sensation falling over you. It's not good or bad. Perhaps it even feels warm and fuzzy. It's like a wave of tiredness washing over you. It starts from the very top of your head and slowly descends down your body. Down from your head to your shoulders, to your chest, then slowly working its way down. The wave repeats itself over and over, gently making its way down your body. And each time it feels slightly heavier and heavier. Your muscles feel more relaxed. You are at ease. Breathing is easy and natural, and your hands begin to open up as they relax as well. sweet dreams. You'll need your sleep for our busy day tomorrow.